One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This story is about me when I was a child, riding BMX bikes, taking big air jumps. And one day, my arm broke apart in the air, and how am I going to stick this landing? This is a true story. I just remember being in the air. I took this big air jump on my bicycle, and I pulled up so hard, I was going so fast. I built up enough speed to break the gravitational pull of the planet. And I hit this jump, and when I got to the end of the jump, when it started to curve up, I pulled up with all my might. And I just remember flying through the air and noticing that my artificial arm, my artificial hook arm, had broken apart in the air. Now, for just a moment, everything was slightly calm, because I just had that moment of realization, like, oh, I can't believe this is actually happening right now. And I was looking at my left arm, my artificial arm that had broke, and I was starting to fly away from my bicycle. I almost look like those BMX big air riders and supercross motocross big air riders doing some kind of Superman move or the one-handed alley-oop or whatever they're called. But that only happened for a moment, because then I had to realize, how am I going to actually stick that landing? Now, here I am caught in this moment in the air, people watching, and I'm still flying upward, mind you. But let me share with you just a few moments that led up to this moment. I must have been 10, 11, or 12 years old. I grew up riding bicycles, and when I was a kid, I had a BMX bike that was really popular where I was growing up, and kids loved having them, and I had a crew of friends that had them, and we spent a lot of time bicycling. And as most kids did, that was our first set of wheels. That is what really allowed me to expand my distance. It was like the first time you get a car, you can really cover some distance, but it was just, we were 12. But we did cover a lot of distance. We spent a lot of time driving around, biking around, meeting friends, going places, doing things. And at that time, it was all about the bicycle. And then there were a group of us that really enjoyed going big, hitting some air jumps, doing some racing, finding places to do BMX tricks, all of those things. Now, I always had a little bit of a challenge because I wore an artificial arm. It made a lot of things very difficult, very challenging. However, I had a lot of desire, a lot of courage, and sometimes not so much good decision making. We were always looking for ramps, building ramps, jumping things, trying things. And I gotta tell you, I grew up in the 70s, and at that time where I grew up, we did not wear helmets, we didn't wear shoulder pads. We just went big and learned how to land bad, which was the case often for me. We had many places where we had natural jumps. We had other places where we built natural jumps. But this one place, we actually added on an extension to a very large natural jump. Now, this ramp was cleverly hidden behind Wendy's fast food restaurant in South Bend, Indiana. there was just this small cove of trees and dirt and pathway. It was just oddly situated. On the other side of it was an apartment complex, a housing community. But there was this swatch of land, and there was this giant ramp in there. And it was famous for adolescent boys mostly. Not that girls weren't there going big either. But we would meet there, and we would just hang out, have fun, take big air jumps, watch people. It was like our mini, micro, Big X games on the local level. Some of us had really great jumping skills. Some people always landed their jumps. I was not one of those people. But we loved watching each other going big. Sometimes I took my chances. I had my falls, but nothing too extreme. And then one time we had the great idea of building an extension on this already huge earthen ramp. And we got old crates and 2x4s, and we built this jump, this half earth, half man-made jump that just was huge. I remember looking at it thinking, with just enough speed, I'm pretty sure I can break the gravitational pull of the planet and land on the moon. And I was going to go for it. For whatever reason, I felt like this jump was for me. So I rallied all my courage and all my skill, and I rode my bike to the top of the hill, and I started biking down. I started pedaling fast. I started picking up more speed than any 12-year-old on a bicycle should rightly have. Now, mind you, I had to come from this slightly urban area, take this turn, move into this wooded area, follow this pathway, and hit this jump. And I did. And I had so much speed when I hit the bottom of this jump. And then the ramp started to arc upward. And then there I was. I was hitting the end of the jump. And at the end of the jump, ideally you pull up to do your trick or to go big air or to do something cool. Or whatever. All I know is that when I hit this jump, I pulled up with all my might. And my artificial arm broke in the air. Now, that's on my left side. I just remember my left arm coming up. I remember the hook part and the joint that joined the forearm to the hook snapped off. I remember that was flying through the air away from me. And then my left arm, which has the forearm artificial part, that, well, decided to stay on my body, which was not that good because there's nothing for me to grab the handlebars with. Now, at this point, my left foot also started coming off the pedals. And now we're back to my beginning opening part. Here I am up in the air. I'm still going upwards. My arm has broken in the air. My left foot has come away from the pedal, and my right foot wants to come away from the pedal. The only thing holding me to the bicycle is my right hand and my left foot. For a moment, I did look like a high-end BMX big air rider with some skills. I looked like I was getting ready to do some kind of move. But that was about the extent of it, because in my head, all I could think was, how am I going to stick this landing? And if I don't, this is really going to hurt. So I pulled it together somehow. The bike didn't totally get away from me, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I just kind of pulled the bike up with my right hand, and I had my right foot on the pedal, and I was kind of pulling it in, and I was thinking, okay, somehow I need to stick this landing with one hand and one foot. And at that point, I started coming downward. Now, I don't have a lot of time to really assess the situation and contemplate what is going on beyond that, but I just remember as I was coming down, I was looking at all my friends looking at me, and this is after the gasp of my arm breaking apart in the air. All of them had this look of absolute horror on their faces because they all knew I had to stick this landing too. Now I'm coming down, I'm getting closer to the earth and closer to the earth and earth and closer to the earth. And then I stuck the landing. Well, no, I didn't stick the landing. I just hit the ground. The bike was not at the right angle. I hit the ground and completely crumbled, crashed, rumbled, stumbled, rolled into the bushes. It was not a good scene. But let me tell you, the first thing that happened when I hit the ground is my left leg started to bend. Because I don't have two arms and two legs on the bicycle to absorb the compression. And pretty much what happened is the bicycle hit the ground and my body kept going. And what really stopped the fall was my groin hitting the seat. It was at that point that I heard my friend's second giant gasp. Now, for the longest time, I couldn't breathe. And for a short amount of time, I couldn't really walk. And I was in an incredible amount of pain. And all my friends came over and grabbed me. Alejandro! Well, at that time, they called me Andro. Andro, are you okay? Are you okay? Say something! And all I could do is groan. Oh, it was a painful moment. And I just said, I think I'm going to be all right. Just leave me alone for a while. And in essence, they just kind of scooted me over to the side. And I just remember looking up from the ground, watching all my other friends taking this big air jump. After a while, I started to feel okay, maybe about 10 minutes. When you're young, you can bounce back quick. And nothing was really broken. My groin really hurt. But I think I was okay. It took me a while to find all the parts to my artificial arm. My friends were really cool. They helped me out. And I'm used to riding one-handed. So I just started riding home. Thinking about now, the next big crash. Talking to my parents about how I broke my artificial arm and explaining all the cuts, bruises, gashes, and sores on my body. But you know, my parents were very used to me as a child. This really didn't surprise them. And it didn't slow me down for long because once my hook was fixed, my artificial arm was fixed, I was back on the bike, back in the air, and back at my attempts at sticking the landing. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.